Title: Gate Threshold Automation for Texture Pulses Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those drum and bass texture tricks that instantly makes a track feel alive. Pulsing atmospheres made by automating a gate threshold. This is not the usual sidechain pump and call it a day. We're going to use a gate like a rhythmic slicer, and then use threshold automation as the energy control so the texture evolves across phrases. Think rollers, jungle air, neurotension beds, breakdown atmos that breathe with the drums, all using stock Ableton devices. Before we touch anything, here's the mental model I want you to keep the whole time. Threshold is sensitivity, not volume. When you automate threshold, you're not just making it louder or quieter. You're deciding how easily the gate opens in response to your trigger. That one idea is the difference between a texture that feels performed versus a texture that just flickers randomly. Step 1. Pick a texture source that actually wants to be gated. The gate needs a sustained signal with consistent energy because the gate can only reveal what's already there. Great choices are long vinyl or tape noise, a pad or atmosphere, a breakbeat wash that you highpass, or even a resampled Reese tail if you keep it subtle. Quick setup. Create a new audio track. Drop in a long atmo sample, or even a break loop that you can stretch into a wash. Warp it, set your project to 174 BPM, and loop a section where the energy stays fairly steady. For now, avoid a super spiky loop with loud hits, because that can make the gating feel unpredictable. Step 2. Build a simple device chain. On the texture track, EQ 8 first. High pass it so it stays out of your sub, your bass body, and the fundamental area of the snare. Start somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, and adjust by ear. If the texture is fizzy or harsh, you can also dip a bit around 3 to 6K, but don't overdo it yet. Then add the gate. This is the main device. After the gate, we'll add optional glue to make it feel like a real part of the record, a little saturator for density, an auto filter for motion, and a subtle reverb for space. A nice starter chain is EQ 8 into gate into saturator into auto filter into reverb. Very subtle. Now step 3 is where the technique becomes musical. We're going to sidechain the gate from a rhythmic trigger. Open the gate device and turn on sidechain. For audio from, you need a rhythmic source. Closed hats work great. Ghost percussion works great, but the cleanest, most controllable method is a dedicated trigger track. So create a MIDI track and name it Gate Trig. Load operator, or just use simpler with a short click sample. You want something very short and clicky. Fast decay, no long tail. Program a steady pattern, 1/8 notes for drive, or 1/16 with a bit of swing for shuffle. Now, here's an extra coach move that will save you time. Make the trigger reliably hot and consistent. If your trigger is too quiet, you'll be forced to lower the threshold a lot, and the gate will feel mushy and half open all the time. So on the gate trig track, drop a utility and raise the gain until the trigger peaks are strong. And if you're using MIDI, keep velocities consistent unless you're intentionally adding accents. Then go back to your texture track and set the gate sidechain input to gate trig. At this point, solo the trigger just for a moment to confirm the rhythm is right and then unsolo it. This is important. If you keep obsessing over the trigger in solo, you'll over-engineer the pattern and it won't feel right in the track. Step 4. Dial in the gate so it's tight, rhythmic, and controllable. These are starting points, not rules. Set threshold around minus 30 dB just as a starting line, because we'll automate it. Set attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Faster attack gives you sharper pulses. Slightly slower attack gives a softer, more breathy opening. Set hold around 10 to 40 milliseconds. Hold adds body to each opening. Too little and it's all ticks. Too much and it turns blurry. Set release around 60 to 180 milliseconds. Short release sounds choppy and techy. Longer release makes it swell and roll, which is perfect for that breathing roller feel. And set return. By default, you might slam it to negative infinity so it fully closes. But here's a pro move. Treat return like a creative floor. Try setting return to something like minus 20 to minus 35 dB. That way there's always a faint bed, and your pulses ride on top. It sounds more cinematic and less like the texture is hard muted. Now step 5 is the main technique. Automate the gate threshold. This is the magic. As you raise and lower threshold, you're deciding how picky the gate is about opening. Lower threshold means the gate opens more easily, so you get more texture, more continuity, more energy. Higher threshold means it only opens on the strongest trigger moments, so the texture becomes thinner, more stuttery, more peeking through. Go to Arrangement View. Press it to show automation lanes. On the texture track, select gate, then threshold. Now write automation like an arranger. Think in phrases, 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars. Here's a practical blueprint you can copy right now. For a 16-bar intro, start with a higher threshold so it feels minimal and controlled, maybe around minus 18 dB. Then for an 8-bar build, slowly lower it down toward minus 28 dB so it opens more and the energy rises. On the drop, keep it generally lower, but don't leave it static. Let it move subtly every 4 or 8 bars. For example, bounce between minus 24 and minus 32 dB so it never feels looped. Then when you want space, like a breakdown, raise the threshold back up toward minus 16 to minus 20 dB so the texture steps back. While you draw automation, watch the gate's gain reduction meter. That meter is your truth. The goal is not a pretty curve. The goal is predictable open and close behavior across sections. If the meter barely moves, the gate is basically always open and your pulse won't read. If it's pinned shut, your threshold is too strict or your trigger is too weak. Now, if you hear clicks or ticks when the gate opens or closes, don't panic. That's common. First fix, raise attack slightly. Even 2 to 5 milliseconds can remove clicks without ruining the rhythm. Second fix, add tiny fades on your source clip if it's a harsh sample. Third fix, put a very short reverb after the gate, like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, low dry slash wet. It rounds the edges and makes the pulses feel less digital. Step 6. Make it groove like actual drum and bass, not robotic. You have 3 great options. Option A. Groove the trigger. Put a groove from the groove pool on your gate trig clip. An MPC-style swing or any shuffled feel can instantly turn the gating into a rolling pocket. Option B. Use a shuffled hat loop as the trigger instead of MIDI. If the loop already has human timing and swing, the gate inherits that feel. Option C. Automate release as a secondary movement control. This is huge. In lighter sections, set release around 70 to 100 milliseconds for tighter pulses. In heavier sections, push release to 120 to 180 milliseconds so the texture blooms and feels wider and more emotional. And one more timing trick: if the pulse feels slightly late or early against the drums, use track delay. You don't need to redraw MIDI. You can nudge the texture track earlier with a negative delay, like minus 5 to minus 20 milliseconds, or shift the trigger track. Micro moves like that can lock the pocket in a way that feels instantly more professional. Step 7. Shape and place the texture in the mix so it enhances, not annoys. After the gate, consider another EQ8. Gating can reveal low junk you didn't notice. High pass again if needed. If your snare is losing clarity, try a small dip in the 200 to 500 Hz range, because that's where textures love to cloud the punch. Add saturator with restraint. Analog clip or soft sign are great. 1 to 4 dB of drive is plenty, and always output match so you're not tricked by louder equals better. For movement, auto filter is gold. You can automate the cutoff slowly over phrases, or use a subtle LFO amount for gentle evolution. Here's a fun sound design upgrade. Try putting an auto filter before the gate as well. If the tone feeding the gate is evolving, the pulses evolve even when the rhythm is constant. Then keep a second filter after the gate for mix placement. For reverb, keep it controlled. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut in the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz, and dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15%. You want vibe, not wash. If your atmosphere is wide, do a quick mid slash side cleanup. Use a Q8 and M/S mode post-gate. High pass the sides higher than the mid, maybe sides at 400 to 800 Hz. That keeps the center clear for snare and bass while the width stays pretty. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual traps. First, threshold automation that's too extreme. If it jumps wildly, the effect becomes distracting on slash off gating instead of musical pulsing. Second, a trigger that's too dynamic. If your hat velocities vary a lot, the gate will open inconsistently. Either normalize velocities or make dynamics intentional so it phrases on purpose. Third, release time fighting the tempo. At 174, a release that's too long can smear into the next hit and you lose rhythmic intent. If it feels like it's blurring rather than pulsing, shorten release or raise threshold slightly. Fourth, too much low mid content. Textures in the 200 to 500 zone will ruin snare clarity and bass definition fast. High pass and carve. Fifth, leaving it static. This technique is an arrangement tool. If it's the same for 64 bars, you're wasting the whole point. Automate like an arranger. Now a few darker, heavier drum and bass pro tips. Try using a break wash as the texture, but high pass aggressively, like 250 to 500 Hz, then gate it. Instant gritty jungle air. Try parallel distortion after gating. Put saturator into amp into EQ 8 on a return track, and send your gated texture lightly. That gives controlled aggression without turning the main signal into a mess. If the gated texture fights the snare, make it duck the snare slightly. Put a compressor after the gate, sidechained from the snare, and do just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Your snare will crack through every time, and the texture will feel glued to the groove. And once you love the result, resample it. Turn it into audio, chop it into fills, reverse tiny bits, or pitch down an octave for ominous tails. Just watch the low mids if you pitch down. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice plan you can follow like a recipe. Set the project to 174 BPM. Load a 16-bar Atmo or noise sample on an audio track. Create gate trig on a MIDI track with 1/8 closed hats. Sidechain the gate from gate trig. Set gate attack to 1 millisecond. Hold to 20 milliseconds. Release to 120 milliseconds. Now automate threshold across 16 bars. For bars 1 through 8, ramp from minus 18 dB down to minus 28 dB. For bars 9 through 16, bounce between minus 24 and minus 32 dB every 2 bars. Add EQ 8 and high pass at about 250 Hz. Then resample a loop and drop it under a basic drum loop. Your goal is that it feels like the texture is playing the groove, not just sitting behind it. Before we wrap, here's a creative challenge if you want to level it up. Do a two-layer gating setup. Duplicate your texture track. Texture A is fast and tight, shorter release. Texture B is slower and breathing, longer release. Automate their thresholds in opposite directions so one gets more active, while the other relaxes. It creates motion without just adding density. And finally, the recap. Gate plus sidechain trigger gives you tight rhythmic control over sustained textures. Threshold automation is your energy fader. It determines how much texture gets through over time. In drum and bass, this creates rolling, evolving pulses that support drums and bass without clutter. This audio version is shortened for playback.